Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
And now we can say we have an Oscar winner on our playlist. Gaga, definitely getting that best original song, Shallow from a Star is Born. Here's her and Bradley Cooper actually performing that last night.
Sorry, guys. Let me get to the singing.
Sure.
Wow. Look at you.
Well, I see what I can do.
You even got the little vibrato.
I did. But like, the two of them are cute together, though.
Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling.
Okay.
In all the good times, I find myself longing for.
The Gaga vibrato, that's good stuff there. Love it. And speaking of vibranium, Black Panther taking home 3 Oscars yesterday.
Thank goodness, because I got to tell you, when I saw all of the categories that they were in, the hands down costumes. Hands down
costumes.
And then and I was so thrilled to see that happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm very happy to see that a Marvel movie, an African movie, a movie that just broke so many boundaries was recognized.
Yeah.
Vindication.
Yeah.
Wakanda forever.
That won 3.
It won 3, absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Now listen, one of the toughest things to do is to get up on that stage after went through the red carpet, shook all the hands. Oh my gosh, look who's sitting next to me. It's Lady Gaga. It's that. Yeah. Then you have to go accept an award and give a speech in how many seconds?
Yeah, 90 seconds you're given. To walk up, get the award, give your speech, and walk off.
Now, we all look at them and they go, oh my gosh, what a terrible speech. But the truth is, very, very hard to do. That's what you're going to do right now at 416-870-1045. You're coming up to the Chum stage to accept your Academy Award. Hey, Eugenia, where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Toronto.
Okay, Eugenia, you're accepting the award for Best Supporting Actress in a film past 3 hours long. I don't know what the category is, but you got it. Introducing Eugenia!
Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm thrilled that the Academy has chosen me for this award.
Go ahead, Eugenia.
This movie has been, honestly, the ordeal of my life. I would most of all like to thank my dad for his role as director in the movie, driving me to the airport. It's honestly such an honor, and I don't even know what to say.
Well, guess what? Wrap it up.
That's
thank
it.
Thank you.
You walk off the stage, but you don't fall off. Eugenia, well done.
It was the rap music.
Thank you so much.
So you did thank a family member.
Yeah, her dad.
Yeah, your dad for driving you to the airport.
But she called the movie the ordeal of her life. She's not getting cast in part two.
Yeah, that's there will be no sequel for
it's
you.
Stressful.
Thank you so much for calling. Well done.
Thank you.
You know, I just think about, though, her honesty was palpable, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going, working with you, Bradley Cooper, was not a picnic, but thank you for this award. Do you know what I mean? They'll say how great it was to work with somebody, but sometimes when they don't mention their co-actor or actress, I'm thinking, I wonder how it really went. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There's always a backstory.
Yeah, there is, for sure. Exactly.
If you're a fan of the Disney films, check this out. Your old Disney VHS tapes, I know someone's going, what are those? They were a thing. They were a very big thing. They were the only way to watch movies for a long time. But those VHS tapes could be worth a lot of cash. What's coming out now is that if you have any Disney VHS tapes, you have to look in the spine of the tape, on the box, and look to see if the video you have is part of what they call Disney's Black Diamond Collection. Those tapes are the ones that came out between 84 and 94.
Yeah.
And they're clearly marked on the spine of the box. They could be worth up to $250 on eBay.
Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Okay, so Black Diamond.
I don't know. I don't even know what it is about. Okay, it's just so something like some rare edition of tapes.
A video that had a cover art to change. Wait, what does it say here? If the tape is labeled a Walt Disney classic and is also a Black Diamond, as you mentioned, Jamar, it could be more valuable. A video that had a cover art change while it was released could bring in big bucks too. Oh, so the copy of like The Little Mermaid, the original artwork, and it's changed to another piece of artwork, that makes it more valuable.
Do you guys remember when the cover art of those boxes had all the controversy? Do you remember that for a little while?
Yeah.
Like they said those boxes had like secret messages in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say what the messages were, but I'll tell you.
Dirty.
They're in there.
They're in there.
Oh, my gosh. So,
okay, there's a copy of A Little Mermaid in the original case. It's listed for $3,200. A Black Diamond version of, get this, 101 Dalmatians is worth $6,000. Everyone's scrambling to the basement. They're looking in that little storage unit that they have to see what videos that they have.
These were all the ones I had. These were everything.
Where are they, Caitlin?
I don't know.
You don't have to do this show anymore.
I don't know. I honestly bet you anything we sold them at a garage sale, but I know because in that little Black Diamond, it just said the classics, and that was on almost every single one of the cases that I had. Those were those plastic clamshell cases.
Yes, I had those.
That was childhood.
Okay, so let me tell you this. I remember when they would say on television, today is the last day to buy Bambi. Buy Bambi now on VHS before Bambi goes away. I'm like, Bambi's going away? Oh, he's coming back on DVD. This is all about VHS and those tapes that you have. Mm. Not about DVDs. These are VHS. Am I right?
Yes, I'm so.
Okay. Just VHS.
I'm
just
very sad about this.
Oh, my gosh.
Very
imagine
sad.
When we used to sit there like.
Blame your parents.
Sit there and fast forward to get to the next part. Remember that? And then you have to stop it immediately. Clink! To get it right on the key part. Yeah, that's not happening anymore.
I remember they said be careful with some of those video games and VHS games too. Like VHS, because it would burn an image if you. Into the TV if you left it at that scene.
Not anymore. Hey,
right.
If you come up on some dough, say thank you to your friends at Chum.
Yep.
We told you so. Looking at all the outfits from the Oscars last night,
How did they fit into them?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at the J-Lo dress, which if you didn't see it, it was like a mosaic of mirrors all over her dress, like little broken glass, but it just looked fantastic, very form-fitting.
Beautiful.
Really, really beautiful.
And he wore a white tux, so he reflected beautifully on her.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
When you're in one of these celebrity couples,
right?
You both got to be in on the health and the diet, or else it's not going to work.
Right.
Like, can you imagine J-Lo being J-Lo, and then she turns to her man, whoever he is, and he's eating, like, a big slice of greasy pizza, and she's like, what are you doing? I got the Oscars in a couple of days. It's not going to work. That's why she's with an A-Rod, who's already a buff specimen himself. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes you have to remember that your partner can completely throw off your diet. It happens more often than you like. A survey found that those on a diet, the biggest enemy wasn't even the food around them. It was the person around them, their partner.
It's sabotage, but in a lot of ways, they don't want it to be sabotage. Like, you know, significant other sabotage.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, it's like sometimes they're not trying to sabotage you, but they are sabotaging you by, like you say, having a slice of pizza when you're getting ready for the red carpet or where you're just trying to lose weight in general, or going into your stash in the refrigerator when it's your stash because they've run out of food, or going grocery shopping and bringing back Oreos and chips and dip and all that.
You sound really angry about this. Yeah, are you hearkening from something in your past?
In my past, I said, get out of my drawer. That is my drawer. And this is many years ago. And I realized that we talked about it on the TV side of things too. Even in the words that they use. You're on a diet? Oh. Yeah, that kind of stuff. So words and actions can really sabotage.
It's got to be a household thing. You know, they say, according to the study I'm reading, they said partners a lot of times just eat the unhealthy snacks right in front of you when you're trying to maintain a diet, or they'll order takeout before you get home and you're like, what's for dinner? They're like, Chinese. Like, no, I'm on a diet.
Yeah. So, or they'll say this, Jamar. They'll say this. Oh, just this once. But once, will get you down to the vortex of hell and back to gaining weight again. So it's like, it's if you have a partner who's trying to lose weight, you kind of have to be sympathetic to that.
Yeah.
And you have to not sabotage. Mm-hmm. Now, that means if you go out, like when you're working Monday through Friday, you can go and eat whatever you want. But when you're at home, you kind of have to be supportive. Yeah.
One of the hurdles that I'm going to have to jump is my significant other.
Yes.
Gluten-free. So she eats all like the gluten-free breads, and you know, I think it's a celiac thing she has, or yeah, kind of gluten sensitivity.
Sure.
I'm so sorry, guys, and I love you, and I'm sympathetic to your plight, gluten-free folks. But that bread is disgusting. Yeah.
So you
what do you say? The bread is awful.
Can't you get your own bread?
Yeah, your own bagels. Yeah. Big fat fluffy bagels. That's what I'm doing.
She won't want that anyway because it makes her feel sick.
Robbie, look at me like I'm crazy, but it's like I can't eat that stuff.
You know what makes me kind of smile a little bit, because I was talking to, I'm going to name drop here, but Dr. Oz was saying, you know, people think that gluten-free is a new diet. It's not.
It's not. You're,
you've got a problem that you can't break something down.
Yeah.
So people think that's a diet, and so they go, I'm gluten-free, when in fact, when they remove something from and put in gluten, it's sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar. So be careful of that too, you know? But if you're gluten free, I feel free.
God.
Thank goodness there's a lot of products out there you can use.
Try being Jamaican and being gluten free. It's like impossible. Is there a gluten free beef patty and cocoa bread somewhere?
Wow.
Doesn't exist.
No, but maybe you can come up with one.
Let me get the gluten free black cake, please. What? Looking at you like, what did you just say?
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
The Oscars and all the big surrounding stories from last night's awards are trending today. We'll start with tonight's biggest category of Best Picture, which went to Green Book. Green Book also won Best Original Screenplay and Best Supporting Actor for Mahershala Ali. This is another case of the film that won the Audience Choice Award at TIFF winning Best Picture. Since 2008, that award at TIFF has been a pretty solid indicator for what may very well win Best Picture at the Oscars. It was such a tight race for Best Picture this year, though, so hard to choose. Many believe the film Roma might win. It did take home three major awards: Best Foreign Language Film, the first time a Mexican film has won, as well as Best Cinematography and Best Director for Alfonso Cuarón, who shot the film as well as directed it. He did such an incredible job. I had a chance to watch that on Sunday night. I know a lot of people found it long, and it was a bit long, but I really liked it.
Oh,
I
love it.
Yeah, Tom's with me. The room is divided, I think.
Yes. Well, I didn't like it at all. I thought the cinematography was great, but I thought it was...
Really?
Yeah.
I want that time back.
Okay.
I want that time back.
You know what? That's why I love the Oscars, because everyone gets to talk about this. That's why I love movies, because you can have divided opinions, and it's all fine. It's subjective. Yeah. So over to acting. As many expected, Rami Malek was named Best Actor for playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, he's become the first actor of Arab descent to win an Oscar. And in his speech, he acknowledged the power in new, exciting stories being told and stars being recognized at the awards.
Listen, we made a film about a gay man, an immigrant who lived his life just unapologetically himself. And the fact that I'm celebrating him and this story with you tonight is proof that we're longing for stories like this. I am the son of immigrants from Egypt. I'm a first generation American, and part of my story is being written right now.
You know, I really hope that Hollywood takes note that there's so many stories that have not been told, and they're viable, they're profitable, and people want to see them.
Yeah.
Black Panther, perfect example. Who would have thought that a movie about a bunch of superhuman Africans would have been a blockbuster?
Well, people don't want the same old, same old. I think it's time for change, and change, like as you said, it's very viable. So, you know, the wheels of progress are slow, but they seem to be in motion. It's just, you know, it's going to continue to take a concerted effort on the part of Hollywood to be more inclusive and to be aware, because look, we need to hear these stories.
Fantastic.
Another reason Rami is trending today: took a bit of a tumble.
Yeah,
what happened with that?
Yeah.
He fell into the audience area after the ceremony concluded. He was fine. Paramedics went over and saw him, and he turned out to be okay. He did manage to make it to all the parties, so that's ultimately the real test. He was partying afterwards.
Yeah.
So for actresses, Olivia Colman upset Glenn Close and took home Best Actress honors for The Favorite, and man, am I kidding. kicking myself today for not voting with my heart in our office Oscar pools. I thought she did the best job of the year, but everyone said Glenn Close was going to win, so I voted for her. Ugh!
Yeah.
I am ticked today. And Regina King took home Best Supporting Actress for her incredible work in If Beale Street Could Talk.
She was the highlight of that film.
She really was.
She really was. I saw that film and I went, they could have, the editing could have been a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah.
But she was outstanding.
This is your E-Talk Entertainment Update. No one does it better than the E-Talk crew. Let's get on Lainey. Good morning, Lainey.
Lainey from Los Angeles. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, people are accepting awards and then falling off the stage. What happened to Rami Malek?
Well, I think that there was a bit of a mishap. He won his award, then he fell off the stage, and the paramedics had to be called. They treated him, and he still did his interviews, and he still took his photos. But I don't know if... I think he, because of that, I think people had to wait to, take the... There's a classic picture that is taken with the four acting winners, and they had to, everybody had to wait around. So I think it delayed the party a little bit.
He fell off the stage, though? Is that what... He fell into the audience? Wow, that's...
There are pictures of him by the stage, and, they had to, move him to a seat that was, in the audience towards the side, and then they brought him backstage.
Oh, my gosh. Now, let's talk about Lady Gaga. I was waiting for her arrival yesterday. By the way, that necklace, Caitlin was telling me, was worth a lot of money. But there's a little bit of, activity around her arrival at the red carpet. What happened?
Well, it was, okay, so we were all waiting for Lady Gaga to come, and so many big name people had already gotten there. Bradley Cooper had gotten there, a full, 20 minutes, half an hour before she did. She was practically the last person to come. Mm. She waited until the photo wall and half the carpet had been cleared already. Lots of people were already in their seats. So she had the entire photo wall to herself. And she posed forever. And then she made her way up the red carpet. And Danielle and I noticed that it suddenly got very, very quiet. It was almost as if there was an order for everybody to be quiet so that she could majestically walk down the red carpet.
Get out of here.
And she had her, I don't know if that happened. It's just that carpet is usually so loud and people are always screaming right up until the end. And when she got there, there was a hush. And I don't know if it was we are in the presence of the divine.
Oh, no.
Or something, but it was very weird. And then she was also the only person to have her own personal photography team allowed onto the red carpet.
Oh.
Her as she was walking up down the red carpet. What I mean by that is, photographers walking backwards and basically documenting her every move.
Wow.
I've never seen that in all my life.
Well, let me tell you something. If you got that big of a production for the red carpet, you better win the award that night. Can't imagine if you walk home without an award after all that.
At least she was sure of getting the one for Shallow. That's right. And that performance was very good. What did you think?
I thought it was, I think that it was the kind of performance that the Oscars should have more of, in the sense that you either loved it or you hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Oscars should be. They should give us a debate, right? Just with the dresses and just with the movies. And so you either really enjoyed it or you found it was really corny, which was me. I couldn't do the closed eyes thing at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then the opening of the eyes, I couldn't. And also, a lot of people on social media have already said, and I agree, if the father of my child was...
yeah, go ahead. Finish it.
Was up on stage.
Uh-huh.
And, singing like that.
Swooning.
Teasing people, trolling people into hoping they would end the performance with a kiss.
Yeah.
I don't think I would dig it.
Yeah.
And she's newly single, too.
Newly, fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh, that's right. Now, I love you so much, Lainey. I don't even know how to begin to tell you my love and dedication to you. Let me ask you this. Of everything that you witnessed last night, do you feel that they need a host for the Oscars?
I do.
I do, too. And
I do think
And I thought Trevor Noah, for as little as he was on the red carpet, I saw a little bit of him, I think he would be a good choice. Did you hear any rumblings about who it could be for next year? Is it too early, too soon?
Well, it's too soon, but at some point they're going to go back to The Rock. Because,
yeah,
you know, The Rock was the first choice this year.
Oh, right.
And for scheduling, he couldn't do it. And that's why they went to Kevin Hart, and we all know what happened.
Okay.
So
okay,
they're definitely at some point going to go back to The Rock. And then, yeah, people like Trevor Noah might be ready for it. A friend of mine, you know, is saying that Keegan-Michael Key should be ready for it.
That's,
I mean,
right,
he did this great bit with, like, the flying around the stage.
Yes.
For funny. I don't know if you remember, but a few years ago when Barack Obama was still the president, he was Barack Obama's anger translator.
Yeah. That's right.
That was a good bit. That was a very funny bit.
There he's, go, like, a natural performer. Like, he'd be really good at it. And I could see, like, one day, why not maybe someone like, I don't know, Kate McKinnon?
Yeah, maybe.
I think
she's
really good at it. Like, you know, there are definitely candidates who are in the grooming phase of
it, or
who are getting there to that point of their career.
Young.
I agree with you, Marilyn, especially at the end there when, like, Julia Roberts was like, okay, well, good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi to my kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and fade out. And end scene.
Exactly.
Listen, Lainey, we'll see you tonight. What a great Oscar performance you all had yesterday on the red carpet. I can't tell you enough how much I love watching your coverage. I have one complaint, though.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't long enough, okay? It wasn't long enough. I got to talk to Michelle Crespi about that, making it longer. Have a great day in Los Angeles. We'll see your special tonight on E! Talk at 7 o'clock on CTV. Thanks, Lainey.
Everyone is excited about Ellen DeGeneres coming to Toronto. We're gearing up for her big show, the Ellen, A Conversation with Ellen DeGeneres, that's happening at Scotia on Sunday.
Scotiabank Arena on Sunday, March 3rd. Already. Well, that's come up fast.
It did. It did. So let's play a game right now. It's called Who Tweeted?
Okay, who tweeted?
Who tweeted? Can you identify these celebrity tweets? We have our two players on the line. First, let's welcome in Kayla.
Hey, Kayla.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Did you watch the Oscars last night?
I didn't. I've had a migraine all weekend. So
oh, no. You feeling better now?
Yes.
Good. All right. Erin, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you watch the Oscars last night?
I did.
What'd you think?
I loved it, and I loved Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga together.
Okay.
Homewrecker. What are you doing over there? Okay, listen. We're going to read you guys some tweets, and all you have to do is guess what celebrity wrote it. It's a multiple-choice question, so it shouldn't be too bad. You'll both guess on each tweet.
Yes.
And yes, you can guess the same as your opponent if you want. All you have to do is just outscore your opponent.
That's right. Whoever has the most right tweets after four tweets wins. Yay! And I get to start with you two, Kayla and Erin. All right, here we go. What celebrity tweeted this? I love my wife so much, but if she didn't divorce me and marry Donald Glover, I will start to question her intelligence. Who said that? Tom Hanks, John Mulaney, or Dax Shepard? Kayla, you're up first.
Dax Shepard.
And Erin?
I'm going to go with the same.
Dax Shepard. And the answer is Dax Shepard.
Whoa!
All right. Good for you.
One, one.
That's the score.
Kaylin, you have the next tweet.
What past Oscar nominee tweeted this? I just said, Alexa, what's the weather for tomorrow while alone in an elevator? This is the beginning of the robot revolution. Was that Gabourey Sidibe, Jordan Peele, or Sandra Bullock?
Kayla.
Sandra Bullock.
I guess it's Sandra Bullock. And Erin.
I'm going to go with Peele.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow. Both incorrect. It was Gabourey Sidibe who played, of course, Precious in the film Precious.
That's right. I remember that.
I'm glad people stopped calling her Precious finally. That's all people were calling her at one point.
I know.
There goes Precious. It's Gabourey. Okay. The next tweet is for both of you. What performer sent out this one? If someone offers you a mozzarella stick and you turn it down, you're a narc. Gotta accept the mozzarella stick, according to this performer. Is it The Weeknd? Is it Post Malone? Or is it John Legend? Kayla?
Post Malone.
Okay. And Erin?
John Legend.
John Legend. All right. Lock him in. The answer is Post Malone.
Wow.
All right, Kayla, you're up by one.
Yeah, I'll just pull that.
Okay, here we go.
Back to Maryland, please.
Okay, what celebrity sent out this tweet? Who can train for a marathon? I'm currently training to be able to blow dry and straighten my own hair without having to take a break. Would that be Sarah Silverman, Rebel Wilson, or Ellen? Who can train for a marathon? I'm currently training to be able to blow dry and straighten my own hair without having to take a break. Is it Sarah Silverman, Rebel Wilson, or Ellen?
Kayla.
Rebel Wilson?
Erin.
Sarah Silverman.
The answer is Rebel Wilson.
Whoa, Kayla!
Kayla, you're going. Tickets in the... I know what you're doing. Tickets in the fifth row to a conversation with Ellen DeGeneres at Scotiabank Arena on March 3rd. Plus, plus, you're meeting Ellen.
No, I'm not. You're going to make me cry.
Oh, okay. Maybe not. You're not meeting Ellen. It's on this... It's on this prize sheet. That's all I can tell you. It's on the price sheet. I go, okay, promotions department, if you don't want me to say it, don't print it. You might be meeting Ellen, but you're going to be sitting in the fifth row. Okay.
And we'll also throw in a complimentary $1 million in there. How about that? $1 million!
It's on sale now at Ticketmaster.ca. It must have been written on a Friday when everyone was zapped. Kayla, thank you so much for listening and playing and winning, and we really appreciate you playing, Erin.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up! Show.
Chum 104.5.